In this video, I will talk about why it's absolutely necessary to seek failure and seek obstacles if you want to grow and achieve certain things in life. Now, as humans, we are designed, our brain is designed in such a way to always protect us, to protect us from loss of too much energy, loss of harm, loss of physical or emotional harm, doesn't really matter. It is designed in a way to protect us. And luckily, of course, because what would happen if it wasn't designed that way? But if you want to achieve certain things, and if you want to grow as a person, and if you want to achieve your goals and get more out of life, then you will come across failures and you will run into obstacles. And in fact, those moments are true blessings. Now, as I mentioned before, as humans, we are designed to avoid those things. And we are designed in a way that we stay in our comfort zone because there it is comfortable, we are familiar with it, and we feel safe there. But if you want to achieve certain goals, if you want to build a life of your dreams filled with freedom, impact, and fulfillment, then that doesn't really happen in the comfort zone. That really doesn't happen in the space where you are already familiar. It requires you to get out there, to put yourself out there, and that will always, you will always be confronted in that case with some failures, with some obstacles, and with certain rejections, which will feel like this emotional pain, so to say, that thing that we want to avoid at all costs. But the reason why this is so good to seek, the reason why it's so beneficial for us to seek failure and to seek obstacles, is because those moments are the moments where we grow the most. And probably if you look back at your own life, if you look at certain events in your life that you would label as failures or severe obstacles or challenges, or maybe even certain situations in your life that were really, really negative at that particular moment. Now, probably if you look back at those situations, you would actually be glad, of course not all of them, but most of them, you would be glad that they happened because they made you the person that you are today. Without that experience, without those failures or obstacles, you wouldn't be the person that you are today. Now, this also means that if we want to go to the next level and really accelerate our personal growth and our results along with that, then again, we will come across those failures, we will come across obstacles. And instead of just hiding from them, instead of staying in your comfort zone and not taking massive action, not really facing your fears, and nothing will really happen. You won't be able to break through your current level, break through the current ceiling that you are at, and you will stay at this level. That is the painful truth. And I've experienced this myself as well. When I started my very first business, then again and again, I would come across failures and again across obstacles. And at times you want to give up, of course. It makes total sense because you continuously hit this failure and you become demotivated by it, so to say. It will cost you a lot of energy, mental harm, so to say, and that's not really something that is nice, of course. That's not something that is motivating for you. But what if we can shift our perspective, and what if we can view failures, not per se in the moment, but shortly after it happened, if we immediately flip the switch and view those failures as, hey, what did I learn from this? And how did I grow? How did I improve? Or what new knowledge or information did I gather? Because if you continuously fail, if you continuously have come across ways that didn't work for you, then eventually you will gather this database of experiences, this database of knowledge, so to say, of things that don't work. And then you will come closer to eventually finding that approach that will work. And this is the same for losing weight, building muscle mass, growing an audience, building a business, especially for building a business. There's so many moving parts involved that if you want to go to the next level with your business or any other goal, you will have to go out of your comfort zone, face some of your fears, and you will come across rejections, you will come across new failures. But if you view those failures and rejections as new moments to grow, because you won't really grow when you win. You won't really grow as massively, as fast, if you only win, if you only make progress, if you only have this positive force behind you, because everything will seem really easy. And I think it is Warren Buffett who said that success is a very lousy teacher, and failure in and of itself is a very hard, very honest, but a very good teacher, because from those failures, you will gain a lot more experience. You will form yourself to the person you will become that is eventually worthy and capable of breaking through the next level and achieving that what you envision, achieving that what you want in life. So the next time that you face an obstacle or you face your next failure, instead of being beaten down and being demotivated, view this in a way that this is a massive moment to grow, an opportunity for you to break through the next level, whether it is you personally or your business or any other goal that you have. You will go to the next level and become the person you will be because of that failure and because of those obstacles. And if you view it that way, then it will become a lot easier to deal with it. You will continuously have this motivation and keep this motivation because you now simply know you're expanding your database of experiences, your database of knowledge of things that don't work, and eventually you will stumble upon the things that do work. It will really form you as a person, so to say. Now I want to finish this video with an action point, and that is look back at your own life and pick out one experience that you would label as a failure, that you would label as an obstacle or a negative experience that actually helped you become the person you are today, or that actually helped you get you the results that you have on this day. Just one of those events, see if you can reframe it from a negative to a positive. And if you consistently are able to do that, your whole life will change. You will be much more motivated and you will grow to the next level. You will break through your current ceiling.